The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Insha'Allah, Zawajal, we will talk about further excellences of Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, more virtues of Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, and enlighten our hearts further with his love, with his honor, with his majesty. The topic that we will cover today, dear viewers, is regarding the khutbah, the sermons that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu delivered, and we will look into the instructions that he radiyallahu anhu would even give during his sermons, how he would deliver them. What a great personality that was full of awe and wisdom, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu personality. And when he radiyallahu anhu would deliver the sermons, what great pearls of wisdom there would be in his beautiful sermons. And again, his sermons can be taken something as a guide by ourselves in order to how to lead our lives. At several occasions, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh delivered different sermons, and they possessed different pearls of wisdom altogether. Insha'Allah, we will cover some of the sermons that he delivered at certain occasions. What was the content of that very sermon? And what do we learn from those very sermons of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu? But before we delve any further into this discussion, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon our master, upon the best of the creation, upon the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated that whoever recited the glorious Quran, glorified Allah, recited salat upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and furthermore, asked forgiveness from his Lord Almighty, has sought the goodness from its place, from its source. So subhanAllah, so how beautifully it has been mentioned in this hadith by the Prophet ﷺ that how can we seek goodness from its source, which is reciting the glorious Quran, subhanAllah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then insha'Allah zawajal, this would make a person who would have sought goodness from its source, from its place. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we're talking about the sermons delivered by Sayyidina Umar Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. What was the greatness of those sermons, and what beautiful pearls of wisdom they contained for our well-being, for our instructions, for our learning. But when we talk about someone who delivers sermons, when we talk about a khatib, a sermonizer, then there are certain qualities that that very person, that very individual should have in his personality. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his personality had all those virtues, all those qualities to the best of their abilities, to the highest extent within his personality. And when we talk about the era of ignorance, at that time, how things were laid out within the society was that majority of people would be engaged in immoral activities, in indecent activities. But even at that time, there were certain individuals who were held in high esteem by other people due to their actions, due to their traits, due to their linguistic skills, due to many other attributes that they possessed. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was also among those individuals who were looked upon with great esteem, with great honor, due to his traits, his attributes, his conduct, his behavior, his personality, and other brilliances that he possessed. Now, among many other virtues that we've been talking about, and inshallah we'll also talk about in the future, one prominent feature of his personality was the element of delivering a speech and delivering a sermon, that this is also an art in its own. And there are a lot of do's and don'ts that we need to abide by in order to become a good speaker, in order to become a good sermonizer. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was naturally blessed with this ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was because of this very reason that the Arabs, even in the era of ignorance, had designated him the rank of diplomacy, that he would deal on their behalf in diplomatic matters, for which a person needed expertise when it came to the field of language. Arabic language is very eloquent. And as we covered previously, that it is very, very important for us to learn Arabic language as well in order to enhance our learning. Now, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he had this skill naturally by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he made further efforts to learn this very skill. And he was very, very fluent and eloquent when it came to Arabic language. So, conclude this entire discussion, we come to know that all those attributes and traits that a sermonizer should have within his personality can be found, could be found in the blessed personality of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And his personality was full of awe, was full of honor. He was so tall that it is stated that when he would be standing on the ground, it would seem as if he's standing on the pulpit. Subhanallah. This is how his personality was, full of awe, full of honor. And whenever he radiallahu anhu would deliver any sermon, the words that he would utter, they would embed in the hearts of people and they would accept the message that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would be delivering. Now, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he introduced many new dimensions into the field of sermonizing as well. As prior to his very rule, sermons would be delivered on a few matters, certain matters upon which sermons would be delivered. But Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu also brought the matters of state, the matters of war and other things within the sermons that he delivered. So he brought a complete new dimension into this very field as well. And you can say that he revived the art of sermonizing, and he gave it a new direction, a new dimension for the generations to come as well. Now, let's talk about some of the sermons that he radiallahu anhu delivered and see what beautiful pearls of wisdom there are in those sermons for us to learn from. The first sermon that he radiallahu anhu delivered, let's talk about that. Sayyidina Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi alayhi states that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, when he came on the pulpit after becoming the caliph, then he said whilst delivering khutbah, whilst delivering sermon, he says that may Allah not make me daring enough that I consider myself to be deserving of taking the place of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then he radiallahu anhu came one level down, then he glorified Allah Almighty, and then he said that keep reciting the Qur'an so that you attain its recognition. And keep acting upon the Qur'an so that you are referred to as Ahlul Qur'an, the people of Qur'an. And keep holding your nafs to account before your actions are held to account. And be prepared for that day of judgment on which you will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of you are unaware of this fact. Then he says that no one can pay the right of someone by obeying someone in disobeying Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. No one can pay the right of someone by obeying someone in disobeying Allah Almighty. And listen carefully that I see myself at a place of being a guardian of an orphan when it comes to the matter of the wealth of Allah Almighty. If me, myself, I'm wealthy, then I'll stay distant from wealth. And if I'm not wealthy, then I would eat from it the wealth upon which I would be guardian. I would consume from it in a lawful manner. So this was the first sermon that he radiallahu anhu delivered after becoming the caliph, which Imam Sha'bi rahimahullah has mentioned. And beautiful pearls of wisdom we learn from it, where we learn how he radiallahu anhu, mentioning the rank of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that he radiallahu anhu is even superior than myself, meaning by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and then he considers himself to be unworthy of being at the position or to sit at the place where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu would sit. So this also shows the element of respect he had for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. So he comes down, then he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he commands to recite the Quran so that we attain its recognition. Then he says to act upon the Quran, we become known as the people of Quran. So again, we learn that how to become the people of Quran, it is by acting upon the Quran. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is emphasizing upon not only reciting the Quran, but understanding it, attain its recognition. This is within his first sermon. Then he carries further. He says that hold your nafs to account before your actions are held to account. Allahu Akbar. Again, such a pearl of wisdom that if we only adhere to this very pearl of wisdom, dear viewers, our life in this world and in the hereafter would be successful. Something that we should strive to do, holding our nafs, ourselves to account. Then he says to be prepared for the day of judgment. Then he tells us not to obey someone in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone commands us to disobey Allah Almighty, we shouldn't obey them. As by doing so, we cannot fulfill the right of any deserving person. This is very, very important for us to understand and realize. And then regarding the wealth of an orphan and how disinterested he was towards this world, towards the wealth of this world. So this was the first sermon that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he delivered after becoming the caliph. Sayyidina Abu Khalid Ghassani rahimahullah narrates that the mashayikh, the ulama of Sham of the Levant, they mentioned to me that they saw the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that when he was made the caliph, then he went upon the pulpit, upon the member, and he looked down upon people. Then he performed the hamd of Allah Almighty, glorified Allah Almighty. And then he sent salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And after glorifying Allah Almighty, after sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then the first statement that he uttered was these couplets. Translation, that be soft upon yourself because the rope of your affairs are in the blessed hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not perform those tasks, those actions which you have been forbidden from, and do not observe laziness in performing those actions which you have been commanded for. Subhanallah. Now, such a great comprehensive saying of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, which encompasses pretty much everything, where Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is telling us to be soft upon our own self, take it easy upon our own self, because the rope of our affairs is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling it. And then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he further guides us by saying that do not perform those actions from which you've been forbidden. And do not be lazy in performing those actions that you have been commanded to perform. Now, again, this very statement, that do not perform those actions which you've been forbidden from, and perform those actions that you've been commanded to perform, it covers everything. Such a comprehensive saying, here radiallahu anhu delivered as his first set of words when he became the caliph, subhanAllah. Only if we can understand the gist and the message that is hidden within this small, brief statement, yet which is comprehensive and carries great pearls of wisdom. Sayyidina Hassan rahimahullah narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooqi Azam radiallahu anhu, whilst delivering a sermon, he said that, O people, the one who remains fearful of shar, of evil, then he is saved from it. And he who desires well-being, who desires goodness, then he is granted it. SubhanAllah. Again, we come to know that he who remains fearful of evil, of wrongdoings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from evil, from wrongdoings. And then the one who seeks goodness, the one who wants well-being, he is granted that. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, he narrates that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, once mentioned that undoubtedly there are certain servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who leave evil, who leave the evil and make it like deceased person. They abandon evil and they make that evil as if it is a deceased individual. And they uplift the truth. They uplift truthfulness and grant it a new life. And then they're so inclined towards noble acts that they are granted awe. And then they also remain fearful, so they are granted fear. And they even see those things with certainty that they do not even observe, because they prioritize the life that is never ending, meaning the afterlife, the hereafter. And they are the people who abandon this world for the hereafter, for the afterlife. Life for them is ni'mah, is blessing, and death for them is karama. On the day of judgment, Huri'ain, the heavenly maidens, they will marry them, and heavenly servants will be appointed upon their service. Subhanallah. Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu again beautifully mentioning regarding those people who leave evil, those people who speak the truth, who uplift the flag of truthfulness, those who are inclined towards noble tasks, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who prioritize the life of the hereafter over the life of this world. Subhanallah. Again, beautifully, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentions the greatness of certain acts within this very sermon. In another sermon, dear viewers, Sayyidina Ziyad bin Hadid rahimahullah, he mentions that once Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, whilst delivering a sermon, said, "O Ziyad bin Hadir, do you know that which things, what are those things that demolish Islam?" After asking this question, he radiallahu anhu replied himself. He says, "A misguided imam." Then he says, "A hypocrite arguing with the Quran." Then he says, "The debt that breaks your necks." Then he says that, "I fear the shortcomings of the people of knowledge that will be appointed over you." And then he says that if any person of knowledge commits a wrongdoing, then do not follow him. And then he says that if he remains misguided, then do not lose hope in relation to him, attain guidance. Because if a person of knowledge commits a wrongdoing, then he eventually repents. And then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he further says that the one who is granted ghina, who is granted independence from a people, who becomes independent of people, the one who is granted this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very individual, he attains success, he attains falah, subhanallah. Again, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is emphasizing on the importance of the imams of this ummah, and which things demolish Islam, which things are harmful for an imam. So even for the leaders of this ummah, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has left great instructions in this very khutbah. Sayyidina Abu Firas rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, whilst delivering a sermon, he said that, "O people, beware that we know you since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was present between us." At that time, wahi used to reveal upon him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make us aware of your states through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has apparently passed away from this world, and wahi has stopped. Therefore, now we will recognize you through your statements, through your affairs. Hence, if any good thing reveals from any one of you, then we would consider you to be good. And in return, we would also love you. We will have affection for you. And if any evil is revealed from any of you, then we will consider you to be evil. And in return, we will be displeased of you. And the concealed matters, your concealed matters are between you and your Lord Almighty. We are not bound over them. We have no responsibility
of them. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu further says that beware, until a very long time, I used to think that the people who recite the Quran, their desire is only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then my attention was drawn towards this fact that many people, through the recitation of the Quran, they desire and seek the wealth of this world. Thus, you should recite the Quran only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should perform other actions also only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beware that I do not send my appointed personnel to you so that he may tear off your skin, or I don't send them so that they take wealth from you, money from you. Rather, I send them to you so that they teach you fara'id and sunnahs. Thus, if any governor or any personnel that I send to you, if they do anything else besides this, meaning besides teaching fara'id or sunnahs, then bring them to me. By Allah, I will definitely avenge them. I will definitely take revenge from them. And beware, avoid giving Muslims punishments for no reason and humiliating them. And do not test your army. Do not test your army by sending them in the battlefield in the land of the enemy. And do not hurl your subjects, your people, into the pits of kufr, into the pits of disbelief, by stopping their rights, by violating their rights. And do not keep things hidden from them, otherwise you will lose them. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, within this very sermon, we can see Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu delivered many pearls of wisdom again for us. And he also mentioned the greatness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is addressing people, telling them that Allah Almighty would make us aware of your states through the wahi that would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So until the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was present physically within them, then the parameters that they had set was whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says. After the physical departure of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from this world, now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu told them that we will perceive you how you are based on how you apparently behave, how you apparently talk. If goodness is seen in your character, we will perceive you to be good. And if evil is seen in your character, then we will perceive you accordingly. And this is, again, dear viewers, something that we need to also understand very clearly, that our actions, they would determine what kind of personality we have. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned that those actions that are concealed, they're between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the rights of people, when it comes to applying the ruling of Sharia upon someone, it would depend upon how that very individual perceives and how exactly does he go about his daily routine life. In another sermon, dear viewers, Sayyidina Qabisa rahimahullah narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he came upon the pulpit, and whilst giving a sermon, he said that Man la yarham la yurham, meaning that he who's not merciful himself, mercy is not showered upon him. Then he says, and he who does not forgive, he is not forgiven either. Then he says, he who does not revert back, meaning he who does not repent, then decision, the verdict is not reverted, is not taken back in his matter either. And he who does not refrain from something himself, he who does not safeguard himself from something, he is not saved either. So such beautiful pearls of wisdom, dear viewers, that if we want mercy to be showered upon us, then we should be merciful ourselves as well. If we want to be forgiven, we should forgive others ourselves. If we want a verdict that is against us, a verdict that is regarding our punishment, ma'adallah, and if we want that to be changed, then we should also change ourselves. We should also revert back in the court of Allah Almighty and repent. And we should also try our utmost to save ourselves from adversities, from calamities, because he who does not try himself to save himself, he is not saved either. So this is what we learn from this very khutbah of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And towards the end, one last sermon, inshallah, we'll go through of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and try to see what great pearls of wisdom we have in this very khutbah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would say this in his sermon, which is that the successful person amongst you is he who remained safe from acting upon his carnal desires, his greed, and from exercising his anger, and him who was given the ability of speaking the truth, because truthfulness leads a person towards well-being, towards goodness. And he who lies, then he commits obstinacy. And he who commits obstinacy, he gets destroyed. Thus, avoid obstinacy. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu further says that keep performing pious deeds on daily basis and save yourself from the curse of the oppressed person, from an oppressed person to make dua against you, and consider yourself, deem yourself among the deceased. Allahu Akbar. Again, dear viewers, we see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is advising us to avoid acting upon carnal desires, to control our anger, not to be greedy, to speak the truth, because truthfulness leads towards goodness. And then at the same time, we're being told to avoid lying, because the one who lies, he ultimately gets destroyed. Then we should keep performing pious deeds on daily basis. And beautifully, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentions that avoid getting the curse of an oppressed person. Make sure that we don't oppress an oppressed person in any way that he supplicates against us. Allahu Akbar. That dua is highly accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which an oppressed person makes in the court of Allah. So we should make sure that we save ourselves from this very epidemic as well, and then we should also consider ourselves among the deceased. So dear viewers, these were a few sermons that we tried to cover in today's episode, which Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu delivered, and we can see that what great pearls of wisdom, what great pearls of knowledge were delivered in the sermons of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and how concisely and comprehensively he radiallahu anhu mentioned regarding how we can better ourselves in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy and blessings upon the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه.